Welcome, everyone. This is Mary Genton, and today is Friday, April 7th. We're coming to you live from Sedona, Arizona. We're at Shea Dolphin, Linda Shea, and David Rosenthal's home. So, wonderful to be here, surrounded by all the water people out here in the middle of the desert. So, this is the Global Water Healing Meditation. Geez, we're coming up on almost 3 years now. We've been doing this every Friday. Yahoo! Every first Friday of the month. I'm sorry, not every Friday. And this is just something we do once a month to enhance our daily practice of sending loving, healing energy to the waters of the planet. And today, our meditation leader is a good friend of mine, Ann Gordon de Barragon. Ann grew up around the orcas up in the San Juans, and she worked in a zoo. She trained animals for the movies and TV, and that work took her down to Panama, where she met an indigenous man and from the Embera tribe, and she's been living now in Panama for 12 years, Ann?
13 now.
Oh, lucky 13. And so when Ann got down there, she ended up pioneering the entire whale watch industry in Panama. So she's been running whale and wisdom retreats in Panama and taking people out on whale and dolphin watching trips. She's got humpbacks down there, lots of dolphins, and it really, her passion really is to take people out and to connect with the whales and the dolphins. So I encourage you to have a look at her website, whalewatchingpanama.com, and just look at all these great retreats and tours of the tribe, of the village. It's really cool. So Ann, I'm just going to turn it over to you and sit back and relax and see what you've got for us today.
All right. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. And the way I do my meditations is I just have a general idea of what's going to happen, and then I just see what comes in. And what I want to point out first is many of you have seen, like on Facebook and on the news, that giant gathering of humpback whales off of South Africa, and many people were asking why that was, and what I received is that it's a celebration, and that will play into our meditation today. So let's go ahead and get started. So everybody, make yourself comfortable in a relaxed position, having removed all distractions, knowing that any outside noise will just bring you deeper into meditation. And let's start by taking three deep cleansing breaths. Let's make them whale breaths. Breathe in through your crown chakra and hold it for a beat or two, and then push, very powerful exhale out through your crown chakra, or where your blowhole would be. And as the dolphins and whales, every time you exhale through your crown chakra, through your blowhole, you are clearing and opening your crown chakra. While you're taking these breaths, inhaling divine light and inspiration, now I'd like to have you imagine that you're on the beach somewhere. and on this beach, there's gentle waves lapping onto the beach, and you start to sense a presence out in the water, and you're drawn towards the water's edge. You put your feet in the water, and it's the perfect temperature, not too cold, refreshing. You move out and you see the powerful exhale of a humpback whale. And you're drawn closer and closer, knowing that while you're in the water, you are safe at all times. As you grow closer to the humpback whale, you see this beautiful, loving eye gazing at you. You see the depths of the eye, and in the depths, you see so much wisdom. And the humpback whale extends its long pectoral fins out to you and draws you closer. And as you are right next to his body, the humpback whale goes under your body and comes up gently. So you are now riding, sitting comfortably on the humpback whale's back. The humpback whale is sharing with you that today is a day of celebration and honor for you, for all that you have been doing with your meditation, with your prayers, your intentions, and sharing as you go about your life. Humpback whale wants you to know that what you have been doing to heal the global waters is working. And today is a day of celebration. So just take that in. Deeply breathe in and acknowledge your part in healing the waters of the world.
Anne, could you be a little louder, please?
And now the humpback whale starts to swim with you on its back, and now he's taking you on a journey. A journey around the world to see the effect of what your prayers, your meditations, your intentions are having on the world. The humpback whale now leaves the water and becomes able to fly and carries you across the Pacific Ocean towards Japan, and you look down, and what you see is where Fukushima happened. And yes, there's still radiation, but because of you and all the work you've been doing, the waters are starting to grow healthy again. You're seeing vibrancy and life. And now you move towards the center of the Pacific Ocean, where there is that accumulation of plastic. But because of your prayers and your light and your healing energy, some of that plastic is starting to dissolve and transmute into healthy nutrients for all, to benefit all of the marine life. And now the humpback whale goes up even higher into the clouds. And you're seeing all the moisture in the clouds. And you're seeing this bright white light within every single drop of rain that's forming. This light is in part coming from you and all of your good intentions and prayers. And as that rain falls on the deserts, on the mountains to form snow, on the pastures, on the cities, a bit of your light is touching every single form of life on the planet. And when it does, each form of life becomes that much healthier and vibrant and alive and energized, filled with good intentions. Really take this in. You, along with everyone else who's holding the intention, sending prayers, sending healing energy to the world's oceans, the lakes, the streams, the rain. Each of you have made a huge impact in the world.